Kati sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walambulela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 2 Mpalakazi 2022 ngoGift Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Members of the public are informed that new sublineages of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 have been detected in Botswana. The sublineages of BQ.1 and BQ.1.1.
Abe Zimbabwe abahlala kule Botswana sebesasevela ukuthi umkhakha omutsha we COVID-19 osutholakele kulelo lizwe ungaphambanisa ikhefu lekhisimusi. Uqhubekela phambili ukufuthelana kubandla le-MTCT ekukhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora. Ludluliselwa phambili ukhetho lwama-by-elections eBinga obekumele lwenziwe kusasa. Uhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki silomhlabeleli womdumo werumba uZizwe Sibanda ozibizwa ngokuthi ngumdaweni kwezomculo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Ele Botswana lithi selithole olunye uhlobo olugciwane lomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 elikumuli yinye lalolu khathesi olubizwa ngokuthi yi-Omicron. Lokhu sokudale ukukhathazeka okukhulu kuzulu oselizweni lelo okuphela abeZimbabwe bona abalungiselela ukuya ekhaya ngesikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi. UMqondisi Dube usethulela lolu daba.
Isikhulumiso gaja olubona ngezempila kahle kwele Botswana, umnumzana Christopher Nyanga uthi akukabile sizathu sokuthi uZulu ayethuke ngemva kokutholakala kwemikhakha emibili ye-COVID-19 yona le iviki.
Members of the public are informed that new sublineages of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 have been detected in Botswana. The sublineages of BQ.1 and BQ.1.1 have been...
UZulu yaziswa ukuthi sekutholakale omunye umhlobo we-COVID-19 okumulinye lomhlobo we-Omicron.
UNyanga uthi ingcwethi ziphezu kokudingisisa ukuthi kambe imhlobo emitsha le ingabe imumetheni.
Scientists are still studying the behavior of these sublineages in order to conclusively determine.
Ingcwethi zisacubungula ukuthi umhlobo lo uyamumetheka masinya, uyabulala kumbe kawuvumi ijekiseni ye-COVID-19.
Noma kusenziwa uphenyo phezu kokuthi imihlobo le ingabe iziphatha kanjani kungakathathwa izinqumo, abanye abeZimbabwe bele Botswana abafana lonkosikazi Sindiso Sibanda bakhathazeka ukuthi lokhu kungagcina kuphambanisa injabulo yokuthazela ikhefu lekhisimusi lokwamukela umnyaka omutsha.
Kodwa akusasethusi kangako ngoba sesikwazi ukuthi i-COVID into okumele siphile layo. Lanxa nje sikwazi ukuthi sesilungiselele ukuthi siye emakhaya siye kukhefu. Ukuthi engxenye yabomthetho bangasalisa ukuhamba bagcine sebesenza ama-lockdown, kodwa thina nje singabantu singuZulu sesikujwayele lokhu, sesikuthatha njenge-flu nje eyansuku zonke. Sesikwazi ukuthi nxa usule-flu, usukhwehlela, usutshaywa likhanda, uyathatha ama-immune booster akho, udle kakhulu ama-orange, unathe itiye le-lemon, ufuthe impilo yaphambili. Hhayi, akusasihluphi kangako lokhu, sesikujwayele.
Umnumzana Mdokozo Thebe yena ohlala eHabron uthi kazwisisi ukuthi kungani ukuthi uma kukhayelelwe ikhefu kuqhamuka eminye imihlobo ye-COVID-19.
Mina kungani kuyangicaka ngombono wami. So ngani abantu laba abaphethe amazwe, why this COVID wasn't detected a long time base kuze kukhethe inyanga. Phela izinto ezinje ziyagcina zisesabisela ukuthi ucina ususizwa sokuthiwa i-movement kumbe namabhoda asevaliwe.
eleBotswana elo elaba yilizwe lokuqala ukwazisa umhlaba wonke jikelele ngokuqhamuka komhlobo wegciwane ele Omicron nyakenye ngolwezini. Udokotela Sikhulile Moyo odabuka eZimbabwe odwa eSalwane seBotswana nguye owabamba umkhuhlane weOmicron. Imihlobo le noma nje ithole kwakuqala eBotswana ibhahile emazweni awezekazi leEurope leleAsia, lapho okuleChina eke yavimba abantu ukuhamba-hamba kwamanye amadolobho phansi kohlelo le-lockdown. Ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19 emazweni amaningi kuqala eZimbabwe leBotswana bese kwehlile okwamagama okwabona inkokheli yekethisa imigoqo yafakwa ukuvikela ukumemetheka lokuthelelwana komkhuhlane lo. Ngingumqondisi Dubo wendaba zeStudio 7 ngisabron kwele Botswana.
Lolu dluliselwe phambili ukhetho lwama-by elections eBinga okumele lwenziwe kusasa. Umabhalane kahulumende obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko uNumzana Nick Mangwana wethule umbiko lo namhla enkundleni yokuxhumana yeTwitter esithi kulamalunga ebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change okuthiwa kabahlawulanga ngemfanelo imithelo etshiyeneyo. Ukuze sihlaziye udaba lolu sixoxe loMnumzana Kudakwashe Munsanka okubandla leZANU-PF eBinga.
Dube okwenzakalayo ukuthi after inomination court mhla ka 2 November 2022 kwasuka la kwaba lesikhathi ngiyakholwa kube umhla ka 11 kusiya phambili lapho esezwa khona ukuthi iZANU PF ifuna ukuthi iphikise inomination yama candidates ethu amahlanu kusho ukuthi ku ward 23 ku ward number 6 ward number 8 low ward number 10 so ama ward ona lawo bawa konti low ward number 15 bathi lawo ma ward ama candidates ethu ayelezikwelethi kodwa thina sasikwazi ukuthi abantu laba basebe nominative so bazosuka ke laba bantu baye court besiya kuthi laba bantu kaba nominatewa ngakuhle. Okwenzakalayo nje lapha yikuthi iZANU PF Dube ivele iyesaba ukuthi kathesi kakusela lapha bangawina khona. Yikubona ukuthi umsindo ngapha eBinga kathesi uyamangalisa kakuhlaleka abantu sebelala phandle kwama isizathu ukuthi bayakwazi ukuthi bona vele akusela lapha bangawina khona.
Lo ke umnumzana Prince Dube Kosibanda athi umnumzana Kudakwashe Munsanka usibanda okubandla le-CCC. Ake silokukhona manje uNomzana Kudakwashe Munsanka okubandla le-ZANU-PF.
Ukhetho oleBinga uthiwa ngesilungu lususpendiwe alukabi lama-dates. Kukhanya mhla ka-4 January yikho lapha okuyaba khona le-court i-verdict yakhona. Esikutsho yikuthi umthetho wona uthi umuntu nxa efuna ukuba ngukansela akamelanga ebe lesikwelethi esekansel amalangeni akwana 120 days before inomination court. Kwatholakala ukubana out of 6 ama-candidates we-CCC abangu-5 balezikwelethi zeBinga Rural District Council. So kwathi kwenzakele izeki yona ayisakukhangelisanga lokhu ibafaka kuma-nomination. Okwaba yinto iZANU-PF yakudobha yathi kudobhile iZANU-PF yabisiya e-court.
Lo ke umnumzana Kudakwashe Munsanka okubandla leZANU-PF. Kusenjalo ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission isidonselwe emthethwandaba we-High Court inhlanganiso ezimeleyo e-Project Vote 263 phezu kokwala ukuveza uluhlu lwabantu abalilungelo lokuvota olugcinwa kumakhompyutha i-electronic voters roll. Amagqwetha eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ayiwo amela ilinhlanganiso afikise udaba lolu enkantolo izolo. Umqondisi we-Project Vote 263 uNumzana Youngerson Mathete uthi bathethe lelinyathelo ngemva kokuzama kaningi ukuthi iZEC ibatholise i-voters roll kodwa isala. Ngeviki edluleyo umeli weHarare North ePhalamende uNumzana Alan Norman McCann olilunga le-CCC laye uvule icala ebophisa ikhomishini le phezu kodaba olufanayo. iZEC ithi ayila electronic voters roll, ithi abafuna uluhlu lolu kumele bethenge i-voters roll edindwe emaphepheni, yona ebiza inkulungwane zamadola eMelika ezingamakhulu phose amabili US$187,000 ukwalo lunye. Uyaxokozela kubandla le-MDCT ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora esimangalelwe emthethwandaba ngumnumzana Norest Marara othi utshiwe phandle kokhetho lokudinga umongameli omutsha webandla leli. Umarara uthi bekufanele abancintisayo bekhethwe nguZulu hathi iDalelin National Council. Kodwa umnumzana Lloyd Damba, isikhulumeli sikamongameli webandla le-MDCT, uthi uMarara ukhuluma angawaziyo.
When he's saying that he was not given the opportunity because he says he wants democracy, the National Council snubbed him because he is not known. So you cannot blame democracy for not accepting you, for not choosing you, for not electing you. This is a democratic process. You cannot impose yourself on the people. That is exactly what he's trying to do. He was suing the government, he is not suing the President Mandora. He is suing the National Council for his unpopularity for rejecting him.
Uthi uyasimangalela ngoba ufuna ukuba kube lokukhululeka ekukhethweni kwabantu kubandla lethu. I-National Council kayizange ikhethe ngoba kaziwa. Angeke athi akula democracy ngoba kakho engazami ukuziphosela ebantwini. Yikho lokhu akuzamayo ubophisa i-National Council ethi kaziwa umuntu wangena kubandla leli kulandela ukukhethwa kwakhe umongameli webandla. Wangena ku-National Executive kulandela ukukhethwa kwakhe libandla lethu. Wayengathi umuntu lo wayekuseliphi? Wayekudiskretiphi? Wayekubranch iphi? Ubani wayengumhlali wakhe? Ibandla leli alikhulumi ngabantu nje. Ufuna ususwe uDokotela Msengezi, uVincent Tsvangirai nabanye. Asikwazi ukuba uzamani uyadlala nje.
Decide to disqualify them. And these are the people that you were appointed with on the same day. And now he's crying simply because he was not elected. I don't even know what to define it. It's a joke.
Unuzana Lloyd Damba, isikhulumeli sikamongameli webandla le-MDCT. Weqoqa le-Studio 7 eseHarare. Siphinde saxoxa ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, okunhlanganiso yobulawa Progressive Residents Association.
Kuyatshengisa ukuthi sikhanda ukuthi abantu babe kuwa-political parties abe ngabantu abafuqa kakhulu idemokhrasi, ikakhulu ngakhayela abantu abaku-opposition noma okwenza sibiza ne-ruling party scholarship thina ile-democracy. Kodwa lokubuhlungu ukuthi khathi sikhangela loko kwenzala u-MDCT kulawumarara lomonzora kade sibona umarara ngathi sesiye ecourt ukubana afuphi ukuthi ayangena lo presidential candidate epathina le. So kubuhlungu khona ukuthi lo umhlukuluzana phose uyadinga sukuthi nxa sinanzela le iphathi ngathi kulama-factions lokuxabana kulokungazwisisani phose engxenye lokuthi abantu bakhulele kuedemokhrasi yakhona iyashoda ikabantu ohambe amakhoti engxenye phakathi kubanye ababhayelana phandle kulokwesa abantu ukuthi hhayi umarala bengangena adrya lo monzola engxenye laba lokumonzola bayesouth bangadliwa sibona ngathi i-confusion ekhona eyenzakalayo but eqinisweni khona okungakuphubeka kuyadingisa ukuthi hhayi iphathi ye-MDC uziqhubekisela phambili kabanzima nabo nabe bese beqabana bona.
Kuqakatheke kanganani ukuthi kube lalokho okuthiwa ngesilungu internal democracy nxa kubuya amabandla nje?
Kuqakatheke kakhulu ngoba okokuqala phela iparty eku-opposition ikhangele ukuthi lise iyengena kupower. And ukuze uthele osekelo lwabantu abantu kuqala bakhangele ukuthi lina liziphatha kanjani. Kodwa ngendlela abaziphatha ngayo kathesi kuyakhanya ukuthi lifulelani ibandla kulakukhululeka akula democracy. Kuthoni lokho? Kuthi ukuthi nxa usikhangela kubahlali bezimbabwe sokuthiwa sofanele ngivote. Ibandla elinjalo liyancedisa ukuthola usekelo lwabantu ngoba abantu bahle balugelele baleyise babona ukuthi uma behluphana kanje besayi-opposition bangangena esikhundleni lokuhulumende sebelamasosha sebele-army bangathi kuthola lokho kuthiwa kuthi ukuthi hhayi ngendlela abaziphatha ngayo benza ukuthi nabona abantu ababalandelayo abayingoswana bahle babaleyi bathi nanje kusele kuyikukhokheli kuphela abantu bethiyane le-MDCT
kuyini owenza ukuthi vele kube lokuxokozela okungaka nxa kusenziwa okhetho kumabandla wonke nje eZimbabwe?
Okokuqala ukuthi sesingabantu abaningi abafisa ukuthi asingathi abapower-100 abanye abafundi babuse lanxa abantu bengasabathandi. Yikho nxa abantu bengena sokuthiwa kuya amakhombisa amaphathi ngokuthiyana kwawo ngobuningi bawo. Omunye lomunye uyakhangela ihambe leyo ofuna ukuthi ancintisane lami ngingamela yini. Engabona ungathi engamkhuya lo kuthiwa yi-threat ngesikhiwa. Uyasisamvayele phandle uprosa ukuchawa ngezindlela abantu esaluza esingathi thina yi-focus lezizini ukuthi injwa kuba kuholela phandle ukuthi singene uhulumende wezane siqhubeke siye phambili. Sesilisana thina sodwa ngokwenza njalo futhi senza izanti yezi iqhubeke ibusa ngoba sesigonqana thina sodwa. So ngamafitshane abantu sebelele izikhundla sebalahlekelwa indoka ebanje ukuthi indoka ama-political parties kakhulu ama-opposition ukuthi sisineni njengamazimbabweni sisilise izanpf sikhuphe izanpf sibe nerhulumente ozahlonipha abantu sibe ne-development umnotho welizwe uvuselelwe abantu baphile ngcoko lokho abayibo khona kathina.
Mnumzana Ambrose Sibindi ukunhlanganiso yobulawayo Progressive Residents Association besixoxa laye ekobulawayo. Sinesikhangelo esivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Kuqhamuke udlakela lokulwisana ngenqindi edale lephalamende kwelesenegal izolo ngemva kokuba elinye ilunga lesilisa laleli dale lebandla eliphikisayo litshaye ilunga lesifazana ngempama lona lamjikijela ngesicathulo ngesitulo ababili labo bagcina betshana ngenqindi. Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Ukusetshenziswa kwemitshina yakulezi nsuku umncintiswano wenguqu wokudinga intshantshu zomhlaba jikelele uWorld Cup 2022 odlalelwa kwele Qatar sokudale inkulumo ngemva kwezinqumo ezithethwe kusetshenziswa iVAR ezidale umehluko kumpumela yeminye imidlalo. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Into sendizindaba ezemidlalo uPraise Dlakama wakobulawayo ngomunye wabasola inguquko esilethwe kusetshenziswa kwemitshina yakulezi nsuku uWorld Cup 2022.
Ukuintroduca kwetechnology ebhoreni inasmuch as sakuthabela kakhulu ukuthi kuyanceda, but nxa sesikhala iWorld Cup le sokuningi osokwenzakele osokutshengisa ukuthi sokususa iflela lana esasilayo ebhoreni, like umuntu even engahlohla kathesi kasagijima ethaba ngoba semelela kuqasa bona ukuthi yigo kumbe yasogo, ngoba sofa nxa sikhala kuWorld Cup amadecision amaningi questionable, so kwenzakala into eziningi ezenza ukuthi sibe lokusola. Ungakhangela igoli nale Japan, ukhangele i-penalty ephiwe uMessi le first game. So far hayi i-technology isikhiphe ububhola lobana esasilawo, so I think sokumele at least bayi-minimize ingabi ningi kakhulu. Olompembe baphiwe amandla sibe lokuthi ibazidesidele e-ground ngoba singaqhubeka kunje, so I think kuyagcina sokusenza ukuthi ibhola licine lingakachazi ngendlela thina esabe silikhangelele ngayo.
Umqeqeshi wahambisa iqembu labesifazane elimela ilizwe emidlalweni wenguqu kumidlalo yama-Olympics yaqhutshelwa kwele Brazil ngomnyaka 2016. UShadrack Mlawuzi uthi yena uyayamukela inguquko elethiwe kusebenzisa indlela zakulezi nsuku kumidlalo yezwe zomhlaba.
Athesi akusela sikhathi sokuthi ama-teams ayenze i-time wasting ngendaba yokuthi sokule technology entsha esetshenziswayo to calculate isikhathi esizadlala amastoppage nge-substitution nama-injuries lalapho ama-players singathi kumbe ibhora lima khona. Then i-technology eyinye esinazilela kuwelka orela beli lama-sensors lokuthi lincedise uref ukuthi nxa kumbe sokule offside.
Olandela umdlalo wenguqu eyisakhamuzi sakobulawayo uThando Bhebhe laye uthi amathuba okuba lokuqilibezelana asinciphile kakhulu ngaleli nyathela lemitshina.
Mina ngokubona kwami ukungena kwe-technology kwezebhora kuthuthukisile ibhora ngenxa yokuthi kuyenze izinqumo ezazingakwazi ukuthatheka kudala zithatheke lula kathesi. Izinto ezazingabonakali ngelihlo lenyama sezibonakala lula ngemitshina. Yikho ngisapota ukungena kwani kwethekhnoloji kwezebhola. I-FIFA kubamele iyenze imizamo yokuthi iyehlise izikhathi ezithathwa ngo-referee ukuthatha ama-decision. Kwamele kube le-efficiency ma ngingakubeka ngesikhiwa. Befundele ukuyisebenzisa fast i-VAR.
Abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu baphikisane kakhulu ngegoli elihlohlwe liqembu le-Japan lidlala lele-Spain ngolwesine ngemva kokusetshenziswa i-VAR ukuze kubonakale ukuba ibhola belingaphumanga yini enkundleni phambilini kokuthi ele-Japan lihlohle. Ukunqoba kwe-Japan isidla i-Spain nge-2-1 kudale ukuba omabili lawa maqembu adlulele kusigaba esilandelayo umncintiswano ephuma kuSuperstar Group E ukuthi eGermany libuyele ekhaya. Amanye amaqembu asefinyelele esigabeni esilandelayo ngabalisa eNetherlands, Senegal, England, USA, iArgentina, iPoland, iFrance, Australia kanye leMorocco leCroatia. Namhlanje ipho kuzakwazakala khona amanye amaqembu azadlulela phambili ephuma kusigaba sika Group G, lapho kuleqembu eliphuma kuzwekazi le-Africa eleCameroon lona elidlala leleBrazil, kanye laku Group H lapho kulelizwe leGhana lona elingqikelana lele-Uruguay. Ngimele iSibe 7 ngobulawayo, nguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga kakhulu-ke Joseph Njanji, sibubikele mfowethu ukuthi uhambe njani. Namhlanje sibikele njalo loZulu imidlalo namhlanje kuGroup H, iSouth Korea inqobe elePortugal 2-1. Siyakwazi ukuthi kuleminye njalo imidlalo kade idlalwa namhlanje, sibonileke iGhana ingqikelana leUruguay. I-Uruguay khonapho inqobe iGhana 2-0, kutsho ukuthi iGhana leUruguay seziphumile kumdlalweni lo. IPortugal leSouth Korea kuGroup H izo sezingene kusigaba esilandelayo esibizwa ngesilungu ukuthi i-group ye-16. Kuzobuya ke imidlalo ebuyayo ke ngesikhatshana esilandelayo. Siyabona ukuthi iCameroon iyabingqikelana khona ngale ke leBrazil kwele Qatar. Singazi ukuthi kozala nkomoni, kodwa iCameroon abanye bathi bungazani ilume kubisile kakhulu ngoba kukhanya ngazani kayitshayi kangako. Kuzobuya ke iSerbia iyabingqikelana ke leSwitzerland. So ke kumnandi kakhulu konoko ke okwenzakala khona ngale kwele Qatar. Sikhuluma njalo ke iSenegal leMorocco sezingenile kusigaba se-16 yena leyo. Siyakwazi ukuthi kusuka kusigaba se-16 songena ke ama-quarter finals. Singazi ukuthi kuzwekazi le-Africa iziphi eziyaphuma khonapho ke kumbe ziyangena kusigaba sama-quarter finals. Okwamanje ke sithi ke libukele umdlalo okhanya zani uzaba mnandi, umdlalo weCameroon leBrazil. Kube sokuya njalo iSerbia leSwitzerland abadlali nje bathela amanzi. So ke hayi kunjalo ke kwezomdlalo. Ye, so ke siqhubeke siya phambili.
Vicky was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, seven to forgive.
Uhlelo Woza Friday liviki silomhlabeleli womdumo oyirumba uZizwe Sibanda uzibiza ngokuthi ngumdaweni kwezomculo. Umdaweni uhamba leqembu lakhe ele izingonyama njalo baphethe idlaladi labo elitsha. Untungameli Ngoma weStudio 7 usipha lolo daba.
Umdawini yinsizwa yakohingwe ePlumtree ehlabela ikwele South Africa.
Ye inkomo linjani baba, ngibingelele nakubalaleli. Umuntu kala Afrika langa ngumuntu ngisho ukuthi ibangasezilihambile manje sesilelidlaladi lesine sesinama album awu-4 ngempela awezingwenyama ndelele lamanje elithithe zembuyabahwa abantu baliyamukele kakhulu mpela babonise uthando nakho kubonisa ukukhuphuka mpela. Ngiyayithanda kakhulu indlela abantu abasapote ngakhona this season.
Idlaladi leli lile ngoma eziyisishiyangalombili ezigoqela ethi Choose Masikhethela, Ntulika, Thobele Mbongolo kanye lethi Funda Kwezakho. Abangathanda ukuthenga idlaladi lakho mdawini balithola njani?
ye abafuna leli dlalade kusho ukuthi bengathinta mina la ku WhatsApp na kuma calls ngiyatholakala ku 0655342492. Ya ngithola lapha mina uqobo umuntu kalahla sibili lapha sikhuluma ulithole sikhuluma ukuthi yabungathi nami ngapha eGoli makuthi uyabo sekhaya ukuze ngikwazi ukufikisa kuwe. Ya ngithola kulezi number ku WhatsApp na kuma calls ngiyatholakala.
Abalandeli ubashiyela wapha manje.
Yey kubalandeli ngitabalandeli mina mabayibambe lapho senze ukubhimba lapho bengabe sayiyeka and ingoma iyeza and ingoma ikhona isazoba khona futhi ingoma so mabayibambe lapho bengabe samuva lapho ngoba ngibathanda kakhulu nje indlela abangithanda ngakhona abathanda ngakhona esinye zokubhimba sinje zokutabayila so mabayibambe lapho bengabe sayiyeka. Ye khili khili
uphuma ke enkundleni umdawini leqembu lakhe leyizingonyama ngale
sizwa ukuthi sithini kona ngale eyingwe yazi sengigide lapha ngaze ngaginqa okunye zingalikubona so ke wothi ke ngiethule isithukuthuku ke kule doku lomhlanje ke sikhangela ukwenzakala kumncintiswano wenguqu wamazwe omhlaba okuba nga-inkezo e-FIFA World Cup 2022 kona ngale ke kwele Qatar singalethuka nesihlobo sike sikhangeleke sikhokhela namhlanje abezimbabwe abahlala kwele Botswana sebesesabela ukuthi umkhakha omutsha we-COVID-19 usutholakale kulelo lizwe
ungaphambanisa ikhefu lekhisimusi. Kuqhubekela phambili ukufuthelana kubandla le-MTCT elikhokelwa ngumnumzana Tatias Monzora. Soludluliselwe phambili ukhetho lwama-by-elections ebhinga obemele lwenzu yokusasa. Kuhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki besilo mhlabeleli womdumo werumba uZizwe Sibanda ozibizwa ngokuthi ngumdawini kwezomculo. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olubalisayo ngumthembo osithembayo uGibbs Dube. Lilale Zulukandaba, sibe lempela viki enhle.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.